Libby Larson, born in Delaware in 1950 but raised in Minnesota, was a pivotal force in the founding of what is now called the American Composers Forum. This organization has been an energetic force in presenting composers to the public and in linking them to each other for support and advice. Perhaps you've heard their Composer's Datebook on the air. Larson's tremendous energy and enthusiasm pervade her compositions as well as her advocacy work, as I think you'll be able to hear in the next piece. We're going to hear her Ring of Fire, a tone poem commissioned by the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra Society. Larson's score is headed with a line from T.S. Eliot's Little Gidding. We only live, only suspire, consumed by either fire or fire. These lines have haunted her for years. What does it mean, she asks, to be consumed by either fire or fire? What does it mean to only live consumed by passion or passion? The image is ignited musically by a melodic fragment on the tremolo strings echoed here and there by our solo horn. To suggest flame, I added short woodwind arpeggios and a two-chord motive which are heard in bursts of activity, extended string lines, and brief articulation from the woodwinds, brass, and cymbals. Then it quiets for a moment. Here, silence is more important than sound, interrupted by soft utterances from high strings and solo woodwinds. Following this, the music becomes active again with a new rhythmic motive added to the brass. The texture eventually consumes the line, leaving only a fragment uttered by the bass clarinet to play against a bit of rhythm in muted trumpets. And now, Ring of Fire, Joel Revson conducting the London Symphony Orchestra.